Everyone agrees, bacon makes everything better. Even marketing. This is the Bacon Podcast, where you'll learn to cure your marketing.
And make your business sizzle. I can't believe I said that.
Internet marketing, online marketing, social media tips and techniques. Now, to help you bring more bacon home, the master of marketing sizzle, Brian Basilico. This is the Bacon Podcast.
Welcome, everybody. I'm your host, Brian Basilico, and this is the podcast where you learn to make your business sizzle online. So are you ready to fry up some new business? Hey, everybody. I'm so excited to have a best-selling author with us today. His name is Jeffrey Hazlett, and he wrote this book. It's called Think Big, Act Bigger. And Jeffrey, how are you doing today, man?
I am doing great. I'm excited to be on here, too. Anything that's called bacon.
Oh, man. It's sizzling, baby.
No joke. I mean, I can smell it from here. That's so good.
And you're in New York, man. That's incredible. So it's a long-distance smell. One of these days, I want to have a podcast that has smell-o-vision with it. So, you know, as you're listening to the podcast, it wafts bacon. But let's talk about you. Can you give our audience a little bit of your backstory and where you came from? I mean, I know you're a CMO at Kodak, and now you're this online personality. So tell us where you came from.
Yeah, well, you know, I started my life and everything in South Dakota. South Dakota is my main home. That's what my wife and I refer to as home, where our children were raised, and we have our, you know, business there as well. But then I have offices in New York, LA, San Francisco, Seattle, Sioux Falls, people all over the place, and we own a couple of different companies, and I sit on about 14 corporate boards, both public and private, and then, you know, host my own television show, my own radio podcast on CBS as well, and, you know, and an author and speaker, and that's me. That's what I do. And I'm a part-time cowboy. I always like to throw that in. I wish I was a full-time cowboy, and eventually someday I will be a full-time cowboy. But right now it's just part-time.
Well, everybody's got to aspire to something. I mean,
you gotta
seriously.
Have a dream. You got to have a dream, dude. You got to have a dream.
Absolutely. So so give me a little background on the book. What inspired you to write it, and what's the main concept of it?
You know, the biggest thing is I'm sick and tired of people putting abstract obstacles in their way of getting things done. I don't care whatever it is you want to do about your business, and it's primarily about business, but it's just as much a life book as anything. Think big, act bigger, the rewards of being relentless, because I found that the people who win aren't the lucky ones. They're the relentless ones. And yeah, there are some lucky ones that win the lottery, and usually most of those people go bankrupt. What I want to do is focus on how you steamroll the obstacles, go around them, go through them, go over them, to eliminate all these excuses. I'm sick and tired of hearing people give excuses why stuff can't get done or why you can't do things. You know, let's give you a good example. Whether it's in a business, you know, where people say, well, we tried that once before, or we can't activate that because Tuesday's the best day to activate, and today's Wednesday. You know, that's ridiculous. Or I want to spend more time with my family. Well, if you do, what's stopping? And that's what I talk about, is what are the stories, what are the ways, what are the obstacles that get in our way, and what we got to do to not through these, because, you know, you can be a better you.
And it's always good to be a better you. And I'm always striving to do that. That's why I love doing this show, is because I get to speak to people like you and learn some great new concepts and help spread the word a little bit and help educate some other people along the way. So tell us a little bit, Jeffrey, about you have 10 main concepts in this book. Can you give us just kind of a broad brush overview of those?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of it, but, you know, like, let's give one is around focus. And because I think focus is one of the biggest things you have to do. And, you know, I don't want to go over all 10 of them, but I'll give you ones on focus. You know, the biggest part of our problem is we get focus and then we lose focus. And I call it about, in the book, I give an example of what we've got to do is kill squirrels. You know, because they're evil little creatures.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm really talking about the business squirrels. But the analogy I use is from the movie Up. And in there's an Ed Asner character, an old man, and a young Boy Scout who inadvertently go to a little trip to Paradise Falls, and they run into Doug the Talking Dog. And Doug has this collar that's been outfitted by this evil genius. And you're allowed to be able to hear Doug's thoughts. So it speaks as whatever he's thinking. So Doug comes up to you, the dog, and goes, "Hi, I'm Doug the Talking Dog. And I think you're a very nice person." And all of a sudden he looks away and goes, "Squirrel." You know, and that's what happens every day in business, and it probably happened in this interview, right? And it's just about how do we eliminate what we got to do in our daily lives is kill those squirrels that come up. You know, like I'll check Facebook real quick, and 2.5 hours later, you're looking at the top 10 celebrity photos that, you know, that turn people's heads or something. You know, it's about getting rid of that crap and focusing in on the things you gotta do to be successful. That's really what it is. You know, I use the analogy that it's called hard work because it's hard. You know, it's not easy. It's hard. And that's really what you have to know that going in. So you have to have great focus.
I love the squirrel thing. That's one of my favorite things.
Yeah, it's a good story. I got a lot of good stories. I like telling stories, and most people who know me know, either in television, with the work I do on the C-suite TV, you know, or just when I'm on stage, because I do about 150 keynotes a year. I love to tell stories, and I think stories is a great way for us to understand, you know, what we have to get done.
Mm-hmm. So aside from focus, what are some of the other things that really hinder people from achieving their maximum potential?
Well, there's so much of it. Let's talk about failure for a minute. Right now we've got this huge culture around failure, that it's almost like a badge of courage. You're even seeing a great deal of people in the startup community out in Silicon Valley talk about how many times they failed. Well, I don't know about you, but failing's for losers. And I'm not trying to be flippant about it, but what I want to do is change the way we think of it. Someone once asked me in an interview like this, and they said, Jeff, what's your biggest failure? I said, I don't know. I haven't done it yet. You know? And I didn't mean to just, you know, pass it by, but my point is, I don't think of failures as failures. I think of just the steps towards getting to success. So rather than wanting to fail fast, how about we start winning fast? How about we keep the focus on that? And that's a much more positive focus. And if we should strangle failure, we should choke it off. You know, someone once asked, you know, Thomas Edison, or made a comment to him publicly that, hey, you failed 10,000 times in making the light bulb. So no, I found 10,000 ways not to make a good light bulb.
Mm-hmm.
And or a great light bulb. I don't know what exactly his quote was, but it's pretty close to that. And I think that sums up that, you know, he didn't look at those as failures. He looked at those as just steps you had to do to get to where you want to go. And I think if you're focused on that and on succeeding fast, that is getting to what you want to in terms of your goals, you'll get there a lot faster.
Yeah, mindset plays such a huge part in success and failure. I mean, you can get yourself into such a funk that you just can't succeed. So that's a great point. What are some of the other tips that you like to give people when we're talking about, you know, achieving that incredible success?
Well, the other piece, the other one that I would focus on is around conditions of satisfaction. You know, so what are your conditions of satisfaction? And what I mean by that, what's your mutual goals for achieving what you want with key people that you're supposed to be doing it with? And what do I mean by that? So whether you've got a vendor, whether you've got a partner, whether you've got a wife or a husband or a boyfriend, girlfriend, whatever you got, or even your kids, you're always setting these promises. And I call these conditions of satisfaction, not goals. But these are promises, things that we're going to get done, ways that we're going to get things done. And what are your conditions of satisfaction? And I don't think enough entrepreneurs and enough business leaders think about that. You know, we look at goals. I'm not talking about goals. I'm talking about things that you have to get accomplished. So I don't look at things as goals. I look at things as what's my promise. If you've ever made a pinky promise with your kids to take them to Disney World, that's what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's try to back out of that sucker. I mean, they'll kill you, you know. Dad, you promised. Well, the word promise takes on a whole other definition. So that's why I say, what are your mutual conditions of satisfaction with your promises? So, like, for me, in my personal business, they're very simple. And I apply these, you know, across my life. One is, I want to build wealth. So I want to make money, because that's how we keep score. I want to have a certain lifestyle that for me and my children, and when I pass, I can pass that on. That's what I'm here to do. Second is, I want to do things that are interesting. I like to learn. So I like things that are challenging, that cause me tension, that make me debate things, that challenge me all the way across the board, physically, mentally, you know, whatever, even financially in a lot of cases. And then the third thing is, I like to have a lot of fun, you know? And if I can't have fun doing what I'm doing, what the hell am I doing? And so those are my three things. And my question to you is, you know, for those listening, what are your personal conditions of satisfaction? And then are you outlining those? And do you know, how much money do you want to put into the business before you decide to get out? How much time do you want to spend? What's the return you want before, you pull the plug or add in the next level or do the next step that you have to in that business or in your life, in general?
Great stuff. So, Jeffrey, if somebody wanted to get a hold of your book, what do you suggest? What's the best way?
Well, to get a hold of it, you need to buy it. So buy it. And then the best way to buy it is to go to Amazon. You can find it there. Think big, act bigger. The Rewards of Being Relentless. You can find it at Barnes & Noble. In fact, right now, if you buy the new Samsung Galaxy T2, the new Nook, you get my book for free along with three other big books. So that's an incentive if you're looking to upgrade your ebook. But obviously we're on iBooks, we're in the Apple Bookstore, we're in Barnes & Noble, we're on Amazon, and we're in independent bookstores. In fact, a lot of airports and airport shops are taking them, and I'm signing and I'm stopping through the airports and signing those as I go through. So if you want to do that, there's a great chance to pick one up there too.
That's pretty cool. It's like airport Russian roulette. What's Jeffrey here? That's so cool.
Well, and I'm signing them, like crazy. In all the different bookstores, I'm stopping in and signing them at Hudson's and W.H. Smith and all the other groups that they're out there.
Very cool. And you got a lot of great reviews. Just looking at this, you got Piers Morgan, Barbara Corcoran, Harvey McKay, and Penn Jillette from Penn & Teller. I mean, some really big, wonderful people have given you some awesome reviews.
Some very good friends and some great people are part of it, and we're just so happy just to have that. I mean, it's nice to see.
So, Jeffrey, if people wanted to get a hold of you, what's the best way for them to do that?
You can find me anywhere on the internet, but if you look at our website at hazelett.com, HAYZLETT.com, you can find us on the C-Suite Network, C-Suite TV. Tweet me. I'm available all the time.
Fantastic. And I want to thank you personally for adding me to your C-Suite book club. It's not about you. It's about bacon is in there. And I really appreciate that, man.
You got it. Well, we love bacon, man. Anything with bacon is at the top of my list.
Amen, brother. Well, thanks for joining us today. I really appreciate it.
All right, my friend. Thank you.
Well, that's it for today's Bacon Podcast. We hope you enjoyed it and learned something today. If you did, please go to iTunes and give us a review. We appreciate all your feedback and comments. If you have any questions, go to www.baconpodcast.com/questions, and we'll make sure we get those answered for you. Till next time, keep sizzling.